You go and you can use $100,000 for your down payment, 20%, or it's a lot easier to go raise $100,000 from friends and family for you to buy that apartment building. You don't have to go out and raise $2, $3, $5, $10 million.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you three tips why tiny apartments or investing in tiny apartments is better than large apartments. Okay, so here goes number one. Number one, you can actually buy tiny apartments with little or no money or less money out of pocket. Why? Because it's a smaller purchase. You can get a 10-unit apartment building, depends somewhere around, I don't know, maybe not in the West Coast or New York, but you can get a 10-unit apartment building for, say, $50,000 per door. That's $500,000, okay? For some of you guys and girls, ladies, gentlemen, that live in New York, that live in California, the West Coast, or some expensive cities, you know, your house is worth more than $500,000, right? Or maybe your house is worth $300,000, right? So a purchase price of $500,000 is not out of the question, right? That's very doable. 10 doors, 10 units, 50K a door is $500,000, right? You go and you can use $100,000 for your down payment, say 20%, or it's a lot easier to go raise $100,000 from friends and family for you to buy that apartment building, right? You don't have to go out and raise $2, $3, $5, $10 million. So you can buy it with little money out of pocket or no money out of pocket if you borrow the money from somebody else. Number two, there's a lot more inventory, right? These big apartment complexes, there's only so many made. And there's, I think, like 80 or 85% of apartment complexes are like below 40 units or 30 units, okay, out there in the whole country. So there's so many apartment buildings out there that, don't quote me on that number, but I know it's super, super high. There's a lot more 6-unit, 10 units, there's a lot more 25 units, you know, than 200 units, 500 units, bigger apartment buildings. So there's more to choose from. So there's more opportunity for everybody. Okay. And number three, if you buy that on your own and you put in $100,000 of your own money, or maybe you borrow somebody's $100,000, you pay them 6% interest, 8% interest on their money for a couple of years, it's not a bad return. They're passive, but you get to own all the 10 units. Right? If you buy a 100-unit apartment building and you're a 5% owner in that general partnership, because the way you split the big apartment buildings is 70% goes to the investors and 30% goes to the general partners in general, right? That means you only own, the partners only own 30% of that 100 units. And usually there's two or three partners. So say everybody owns, somebody owns 15, somebody owns 10, and then you happen to own five, right? Maybe you own 5% of the whole deal. You really only own five doors. Out of the 100 units, you only own 5%. You only own five apartments from the whole 100. So on the 10 unit, if you buy it on your own, you borrow some money, you own all 10 units. Your cash flow probably be better. Your net worth probably go, you know, a little bit higher, a lot quicker, right? So I know people that say, hey, I own 2,000 units, but they own 5% of 2,000 units. So what is that? That's only 100 units. It's only 100 doors, right? And buying tiny apartments, you can buy a 20 unit, you can buy a 12 unit, you can buy a 35 unit, you can buy an 8 unit, and you can get to 100 doors pretty quickly. If you own them all yourself, you will make a very good living, especially after you start paying off the mortgages, the rents go up. If you sell some of these, if you get really good deals, you can cash flow really nicely with 100 apartment, with 100 doors, even if it's 10 different apartment buildings at 10 doors a pop. So you actually own more, you should be making more, and you can buy these on your own, and there's more opportunity. That's why tiny apartments are better than large apartments. If you want to get involved with tiny apartments, you can definitely do it. You can also do large apartments, and there's another video that I'm going to have about why, three tips why buying large apartments is better than tiny apartments. So go check that video out, and you find out what you want to do for yourself and what is your investor personality. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you
or mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.